here's a story from The World.
Huawei is a leading Chinese tech company. One of its specialties is surveillance technology. And one group of people that the Chinese government closely monitors is Uyghurs, a Muslim minority in Western China. Now it's come to light that a Huawei patent for a video surveillance system mentions its facial recognition ability to identify people's ethnicity, including Uyghurs. Huawei has previously said that none of its technologies was designed to identify ethnic groups. Maya Wang is a senior China researcher at Human Rights Watch.
I have looked at the response from various companies, and they generally kind of say, well, we don't do that, or we did that and it was regrettable. I think some of these are pretty technical arguments in that the technology itself may not be detecting people's race at the moment of detection, but that in the system itself are linked to such detection in the database. So let's say you're walking in front of a camera. The camera does not say that you're a white person on the basis of your facial features, but it is identifying you with your features and going back to the back end to identify that person. And in the Chinese government database somewhere, it says you are a white person because the ID, actually the police system identifies you as such. So this is how I think they're making some technical arguments about why this technology might not be at that instant of detection actually identifying race.
But even the way you describe it, kind of triangulating facial recognition with other data, I mean,
correct.
Do you believe that's in use now? And is that essentially the same thing?
Well, the impact and the result is the same. And these companies are essentially doing technical gymnastics to wiggle themselves out of responsibilities. Because the Ministry of Public Security, the Chinese police, are running this big surveillance system across the country, the purpose of which is social control of the entire Chinese population. A large part of that is a racist idea that all Uyghurs are dangerous. And they're tracking them and identifying them and targeting them throughout the country. Now, these companies are supplying various levels of systems that enable that to take place. They are using in their marketing material describing these functions. As a result, they are contributing to these abuses. So regardless of what they actually say, as long as the Chinese Ministry of Public Security are using video surveillance in that way, they are supplying the police in these systems. They are complicit in these abuses.
Do you know if Huawei surveillance technology is being used in the U.S.?
I actually don't know as much about their business in the U.S. I would say that there has been an expansion of Huawei technologies globally. And the concern is not just this one company. The concern is a whole range of technologies being used are increasingly provided by companies based in China and beholden to the Chinese government. So talking about Huawei is somewhat a bit of a misfocus when the focus should really be, what are we going to do when much of the world is going to be dependent on Chinese technologies and we don't really know what really goes on there and can't hold these companies accountable?
I want to just go a little further on that. As you see these surveillance technologies propagate, what thoughts occur to you?
I think that often people fear, and fear allows for a deepening of the surveillance when they should be addressed through other means. I think that both in the U.S. and across the world, we're seeing an increased collection of data that is unrestrained, and that we could very well lose our democracies if we don't get on top the further development of technologies that can subvert democratic liberties.
Maya Wang is a senior researcher on China for Human Rights Watch. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
From PRX.